Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How to hold your phone like a badass. Seven better ways to hold your phone. So I'm having a little bit of fun with this. Went off and did some research. And it's funny, I typed in how to hold your phone and look strong, how to look masculine. Because I don't know about you all, but when I look out there and I see all of these men walking across streets, holding their phone, sitting at a chair, you know, in a chair, checking out their phone, looking at their social media updates, oftentimes that I feel overall it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look strong. It doesn't look masculine. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But in this one, I want to have a little bit of fun. I'm bringing in a number of studies. I'm also bringing in my own observations. I'm extrapolating a bit from other studies I've read, and I'm making some assumptions here. But hopefully you enjoy this. And I think the key thing, though, to understand, though, is that if you hold your phone improperly, and I'll talk about this a lot in point number three, you can really do some damage to your body. And it's something I would encourage you to change the habits if you're doing what I'm going to talk about in point number three. So let's start this off, though. The first thing, the number one thing you can do to look better with your phone is simply not have it on. Yes, I know that maybe that was a trick one, but turn it off. Check it less. Be aware when you're walking, when you're driving, when you're meeting with others, because it's kind of frustrating for me when I see someone just walking across the street and checking their phone, when they're walking down the street and just buried in their phone. And I understand it's cool if you're just checking a quick update, but these are people that literally they'll walk two blocks without even looking up, assuming that the rest of the world is going to deal with their not having any observation of what's going on. And to me, that's not having situation awareness is never attractive, because you're walking down the street. And what should you be doing? You should be looking and understanding, engaging with people. How many times I'm wondering, are you looking down in your phone? And you could be looking up and you could make eye contact with your future wife, with someone that you haven't seen for a while. You recognize this person and you've been wanting to do business. And here you are, you just happen to be walking past them on the street, which I know has happened to me and could be happening to you. And if you're not aware and you're not looking for those situations, you're in a sense that phone is holding you back. So in order to look great, to use your phone better, actually use it less. So let's get into point number two. Actually, when you hold your phone, think power poses, strong poses versus weak poses. So I kind of alluded to that when I started this off. But if you're sitting down and you've got you're making yourself smaller and you're looking at your phone with both hands, this is a weak looking pose. Versus how can you look strong? How can you look more powerful? Well, the best thing you can do is start to take up more space. And I'm not talking about man spreading on a subway where you're going to take up three seats. No, that's just being rude, especially if people need to sit down. But it could be something, hey, you're waiting in the doctor's office and you take a step back. You maybe, just get relaxed, get comfortable, lift the phone up. And that takes me to point number three. Don't look down. You want to raise. So when I was in the Marines, one of the things, my memory is getting bad, but I remember we had to do this at one point. It was basically bring your food to your face, not your face to your food. Well, let's change that around. Bring your phone to your face, not your face to your phone. And the number one reason why I can tell you this is important is the pressure it puts on your neck. So understand that if you have a neck tilt of 0 degrees, you have force on your neck of about 10 to 12 pounds. Let's go to 60 degrees. You are looking straight down at your phone. Guess how much pressure you now have on your neck? 60 pounds of neck pressure. Even if you're looking at only half, 30 degrees, you're still 40 pounds of neck pressure. What does this do? Over time, this can cause curvature of your spine. It makes your neck, it just really tires out your neck a lot more. So in a sense, you want to bring your phone up. You want to make sure that you are bringing it in front of your face. And it's a habit. Most people aren't used to this. They're used to just looking down. So consciously, make a step. I think I talked about this in one of my other videos, actually putting some duct tape on the back of your, on your crusher back so that you would stand up more straight. I don't know if any of you guys want to go to that extreme. Be conscious of this and try to make it a habit, because initially you're going to have to think, but eventually you're going to start lifting that phone up and you're going to look at it right in front of your face. I think one of the reasons people like to have it down is they think they can multitask, but multitasking is a myth. Well, I guess you could technically have a washing machine going and you could be doing your homework or something like that, or you could be having a phone call while the washing. Yeah, that's, I guess, multitasking with machines. But in this case, you can't truly be paying attention as you're walking down the road and checking your phone. You're switching back and forth between the two, and hence why a lot of people like to have their phone low. So another thing that you want to do is perhaps get your phone a little bit farther away from your face. They've shown we're used to with other types of media, with books, newspapers, we usually read about 14 inches away. Now, with phones, we sometimes get as close as 7, but on average, we're talking about 10 to 12 inches. But the type and the actual text size is the same. What happens is because we're getting it closer, it causes eye strain, it causes tired eyes, and it can cause headaches. Now, the next tip, and this is kind of related to the earlier one I talked about not looking down, is if you're in a, let's say you're at home, you are, or you're in a place where you can relax, how about you lay on your back and check your phone? Think about it. You've got your back straight and you're going to have the phone up above you. Now, some people are going to say, all right, Antonio, that's going to make me more tired. You know, well, maybe you need to, again, getting back to point number one, spend less time on the device or find a way to be able just to prop your arm up. But get into, you know, by simply laying on your back, you don't have to worry about, which we talked about earlier, looking down, and you actually put less stress on your back, on your neck. And that's good for you. So next up, let's talk about actually the right phone size. So most people actually have a phone that's too large for them. The way that you want to figure it out is you want to look at your thumb size, and your thumb zone is going to determine. I think the study I was reading talked about actually one of those larger iPhones that came out. And they're saying that the only person that this would work for based off of their thumb size was this gentleman that had lived like 60 years ago, who was actually over 8 feet tall. But most of us, you know, we're not 8 feet. We're not even 6 feet. We're maybe 5'8", 5'9", I think is the average height for men in the United States. For women, it's, you know, 5'6", 5'5". So what you want to be thinking is you actually need a smaller device. The way that you find the right device is hold it in your hand, have your thumb in the center, and then look at which device can you carefully and can you most completely get around with your thumb. Because no matter how you hold your phone, and there's three main types of ways that people hold their phone, but no matter how you do it, your thumbs are the instruments that do the majority of the work. And you want to make sure that they have full reach, because if you're using a larger phone than what you need, it's just going to be a burden. It's going to be, obviously, it's going to weigh more, and it's going to affect everything else that we talked about. So the final way to hold your phone better, I don't know if it's so much like a badass, but is to, with your right hand, hold a phone up to your right ear when you're talking on it. This one, a little bit off, but I liked it today. I wanted to include it. Basically, what they found is that reception is better whenever you do this compared with left hand, left ear, or even, I don't know if they did left hand, right ear. That would seem kind of awkward. But the point being is you're always going to have, on average, across phones that were tested, they found that right hand, right ear had better reception, which, you know, maybe the placement of the antenna and where everything's located at. But hey, by not having a broken connection or having, you know, dropping calls, you're probably actually going to maybe, you're not going to have that weird look of like, hey, I just, you know, what in the world's going on, you know, not be frustrated. So there you go. Those are my 7 tips. Hopefully you enjoyed it, had a little bit of fun with this, but I would say, you want to be thinking about this because it's something that as we become more and more integrated with our electronic devices, figure out ways in which you can minimize the strain, you can develop the habits, and you can, you know, there's nothing wrong with being different. Oftentimes we see the way other people are holding and we imitate it, but pay attention to your body. If you notice you're starting to get a stiff neck, if you are starting to have, I've seen where people talked about they've got a deformed pinky. So what you want to do, take care of yourself and hold your phone, you know, and look better holding your phone. Why not? Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.